And in the news, a wrestling match degenerates into town hall meeting. Top of the news. Tom Kennedy, former host of Password Plus, to take up the Kennedy mantle. Remember Tom Kennedy? He was quite good, I thought. And name that tune? Yeah, okay. Name that Kennedy? Another news, California wildfires attributed to Cheech and Chong reunion. Some apparent voting irregularities as the Afghan hound wins the Afghanistan elections. Nice looking dog, though. Got the beret and the cape.
That's right.
Dr. Murray, Dr. Conrad Murray, please answer your page. All right, so why couldn't he have been Glenn Beck's physician? Is what I want. Yes. Dr. Conrad Murray. Wasn't first in his class, but he was the highest. Marijuana discovery, least of Michael Jackson's problems, does prove that pot is a stepping stone to propofol, though. Another news, South Korea launches a Kia over North Korea. North responds with all three Pyonghwa sedans. There goes the fleet. Bernie Madoff's mistress says, his Petzl has nothing on his Ponzi. Wasn't a Petzl scheme, after all, was it? Excuse me. The recession is officially over now, so if you don't have any money, whose fault is it? Jobless, but with health insurance. That's the good news. It's time to check in for that workup you've been putting off. If they take enough tests, they'll find something. So just check in, A couple of months in the hospital, not so bad. President Obama on furlough on Martha's Vineyard. Michael Jackson on extended furlough. A lot of furloughs going on now, as you know. Brett Favre between furloughs. In other news, a Chinese iPhone to have MSG app. The Fed chiefs, the head of the Fed, his identity has been stolen. The thief is now $9 trillion in debt. Can't blame this one on Mrs. Bernanke. To put a $9 trillion deficit in perspective, so the average guy can understand it, if you paid off $100 a month, it would only take you 7,500,000,000 years and 4 months to pay it off. Now, if you could put aside 150, entirely different story. Town hall crowds to be sent to Afghanistan to combat the Taliban. The woman who won the 800-meter race in Berlin turns out to be Hillary Swank. A twist, strange twist. Cubs are sold now to be the Chicago Rickets and the scurvy of the National League. Chevy is scratching its head as it has to make cars. Well, it's like riding a bike, really. Just get back on it. Michael Vick, now just another guy in Philly. Okay. I don't need to say that. Excuse me. Dick Cheney's tell-all to be called Stromboli Speaks. And 40 years after Woodstock, we got to get ourselves back to the garden weasel. That's all the news. And thank you so much.